This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism, but also lead to development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. The Prime Minister also emphasized that Viksit Bharat is the goal of every Indian. When every state is Viksit, only then Bharat will be Viksit. Prime Minister Modi further urged all to work towards inclusion of women in the workforce. He said laws and policies should be made so that women can be respectfully integrated in the workforce. This year's theme is Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governing Council is discussing the approach on Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Boyjoint Ponda arrived in Bahrain today to put forth India's firm message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms. During the engagements, the delegation will highlight India's unwavering stand against cross-border terrorism. The delegation includes AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi, former Jammu and Kashmir CM Ghulam Nabi Azad, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and others. Another high-level all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor is on a five-nation diplomatic outreach. Guyana is the first stop of the delegation, followed by the USA, Panama, Brazil and Colombia. Ahead of his departure, Mr. Tharoor shared a video message on his social media platform reiterating India's stand against terrorism.
It gives us an opportunity to visit the 9/11 memorial and remind the world that we, like the people they are thinking about there, were victims of a terrorist attack. And not just this one, but a repeated series of terrorist attacks for the last four decades. It's very important that symbolic gesture should mark the start of our trip. We then go on to Georgetown, Guyana, and we will be looking forward to participating in the Independence Day ceremonies in Guyana and also meeting the government officials, ministers, legislators.
BJP today accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of whitewashing Pakistan's attack in Poonch by stating it an act of tragedy instead of an act of terror. Talking to the media, party leader Shehzad Poonawalla said that what happened in Poonch was an act of terror and nothing less. He also said that innocent civilians of the country were attacked by the Pakistani army, in which gurdwaras and schools were attacked and children lost their lives.
Rahul Gandhi ji कहते हैं कि पूंछ में जो हुआ वो एक ट्रेजेडी थी. एक्ट ऑफ टेरर को राहुल गांधी जी अब एक्ट ऑफ ट्रेजेडी बता रहे हैं. राहुल गांधी जी निहत्ते हमारे नागरिकों पर, इनोसेंट सिविलियंस पर गोलियां बरसाने का काम, शेलिंग करने का काम पाकिस्तान की आतंकी मानसिकता वाली सेना ने किया. और केवल निहत्ते लोगों पर नहीं, गुरुद्वारे पर गोलियां चलाकर जो ग्रंथी उनके ऊपर गोली चलाकर उनको मारने का काम किया गया. स्कूल पे गोलियां चलाई गई, छोटे छोटे बच्चों को मारा गया. और राहुल गांधी इस प्रकार से व्हाइट वॉशिंग करते हैं और एक्ट ऑफ टेरर को एक्ट ऑफ ट्रेजेडी बताते हैं.
Indians who embarked on Hajj pilgrimage appreciated arrangements and the quality of facilities offered by the Indian government to ensure a smooth and seamless journey for all in Saudi Arabia. The Minister of Minority Affairs today posted on X that it is a constant endeavour of the ministry to ensure a comfortable and dignified journey for every Hajj pilgrim. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian highlighted the dedicated efforts of the centre in ensuring a smooth and successful Hajj for pilgrims. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's singles finals of the Malaysia Masters with a thrilling victory over Japan's Yushi Tanaka in Kuala Lumpur. 32-year-old Srikanth defeated Tanaka in straight games 21-18, 24-22 in the semi-final. With this win, Kidambi Srikanth has become the first Indian shuttler to make it to the final this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.